Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly here. The morning shift, hanging out live in Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. Now joined by AJ Terrell, CB1 for the Atlanta Falcons. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Let's start off with this. Weather a little bit rough today, a little bit rainy, a little bit chilly. I know as a lineman, as a fat boy, I love the weather being like this. As a corner, a guy in the secondary, how does that feel?
Got to lock in, you know, it's one of them days, one of them dog days, I call it, but, you know, just try to figure out how you're going to, you know, catch the ball with gloves or without, but, you know, at the end of the day, my job is to defend the pass, so, it was smooth for me.
You probably like it when you line up those wide receivers with them slippery hands. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the offseason. Did you do anything fun? Obviously, hanging out with the family and other things like that, but did you do any traveling, any concerts, any things like that?
I did. I would just say, you know, my daughter, she was newborn, so we didn't really do too much out of the country. But we went to New York and, I want to say, Florida, L.A., do some little kids' trips with the kids. Nice. And take them to Disney World, things like that. Just staying local.
Yeah, love to hear.
Yep. Hey, AJ, your brother is playing, Avion, is playing at Clemson. Has he asked you for any advice, or what is that relationship like?
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of him. That's why I'm going to start by saying, you know, I'm super proud of him. He definitely has been, you know, holding his own while he's been up there. And, you know, he showed me his clips and stuff. They just started camp, I want to say, 2 days ago. So, you know, he already sending me a lot of clips on where he at, you know, how they going to use him this season, you know, with the new defense coordinator that they have. But, you know, just him showing me the plays and things like that, just getting some info back from me. So he definitely been in connection with me as far as him playing better and what he could, you know, do better. And also, the main thing I was telling him is try to take care of his body. You know, going into your junior year, I just feel like taking care of your body and being consistent is the main thing.
You know, last year we got a chance to catch up with you and talk about Avion. We asked you for prediction on Georgia-Clemson game. You got one for the Clemson-LSU game this year, or you want to keep it close to the vest?
Yeah, I'd probably say, like, 28-14 Clemson.
There you go.
Yeah, 28-14 Clemson.
And just so we're clear, Clemson is the real Death Valley. Is
that clear Death Valley. I can't. I'm gonna be there full attendance. I don't know if I'm gonna be on the sideline or try to go up in the crowd, but probably start off on the sideline probably the first half.
I hear you.
Yep.
I hear you.
Joined by AJ Terrell here on the morning shift. All right, you know, actually saw it today. You know, had a nice little pass breakup down in the end zone. How hard is it those moments where maybe you don't locate the ball early, or you might have the receiver might have a step here or there? I know it's rare for the receiver to have a step on you, but to trust your technique and everything you've been taught and not kind of just get handsy there.
Yeah, no panic. Just trying to play technique, like you said. Kind of receiver kind of had to step on me, so I knew I couldn't look back right away. But trusting his eyes, the receiver's eyes, and knowing that the ball was on the way and being able to deflect the pass using his hands so he couldn't catch it.
Now you're an all pro. I mean, you've been an All-Pro. But it feels like you don't get put on some of these lists that high as up as you should be. Do you kind of use that to motivate you in the offseason to work on some anything that maybe isn't a strength? Or do you not try to listen to that outside noise?
No, I definitely don't listen to it, but it's definitely something that you see. You know, we all human. We all on our phones. You definitely see it. But at the end of the day, just controlling what I can and playing at a high level week in, week out is the main thing. So it's starting practice, giving receivers the best look, and me holding myself accountable and to not give up any catches.
Well, speaking of controlling things you control, I'm curious to get your take. And obviously, as media and as fans, a lot of people looked post-bye week, after the bye week last year, you guys going into the stretch run of the season. Obviously, some ups and downs on defense prior to that. But, you know, you play the Minnesota game, other things like that. Were the changes to the defense after the bye week last year, were those overblown to the media and the fans, or did you actually feel that there was a difference in the way you guys were kind of attacking the offenses last year?
Yeah, I say, you know, going into bye week is always a good time during the season with, you know, seeing what our weaknesses was, how we were getting attacked, and having a switch up. And I think we came back that next week, or, you know, that next following game, and was able to play more matchy and be more handsy at the line, and it worked out for us.
Yeah. Do you prefer that uptight coverage right off the line of scrimmage with getting handsy, or do you like to give a little cushion? I mean, what's your preference as a DB?
Yeah, I like to be at the line. I'm more of an in-phase corner. I like to be at the line, and I love to play off too, but definitely like to, you know, be up in the receiver face.
Now, as a DB, when you see two guys taken in the first round that are edge rushers and they bring in Leonard Floyd, how happy do you get? Because that can make your life a lot easier at times.
Yeah, super happy. I feel like, you know, once I heard the draft picks, I couldn't believe it. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I was super happy. Jalen Walker and James Pierce, definitely somebody that – some of the guys that we, you know, we definitely needed, along with the guys that we already have and added with Leonard Floyd. You know, DBs in the back end, you couldn't wish none better than a D-line and a rush and – I'm just glad to get to work with those guys.
It's the Morning Shift hanging out with AJ Terrell out at Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp. Who are you rooming with out here?
I got Mike Hughes, I got D. Alford, and Clark Phillips.
Did you guys work out who's going to bring the console or anything?
Nah, see, last year we thought about it. You know, I think I want to say D. Alford brought it. This year I brought my own. But I sent it back to the house. I sent it back to the house because I feel like, you know, once you start hitting these dog days at camp, you just want to, you know, close your eyes, go to sleep. You can't really be on the game all night. And so I got it at the house with my son.
Finishing up with AJ Terrell, last thing before we let you go, we talked to Jesse Bates last week. One of the answers that was more shocking to me was he said that James Pierce gets on the aux sometimes in the locker room. I couldn't believe you guys were allowing a rookie to get on the aux cord in the locker room. But talk to me about what he's playing. Talk to me about what you're listening to in there.
No, I couldn't believe it either. I'm like, y'all, you know, we got rookies changing the music.
Yeah.
But it was good music, though. You know, you probably think he listens to a lot of rah-rah music, but it's more chill, you know. So he definitely get the guy, everybody being there just bobbing their head all slow and just vibing. And, you know, anytime somebody changed the music in the locker room unexpectedly, everybody look at, you know, yeah, everybody look like, who is it? By the time you look, whoever changed it already beat on walked off.
Yeah.
So you see who the closest near the tablet. And a few times it's been James, but, you know, you can't complain too much about the music. It's been good.
Yeah, that's what Jesse said. He was like, as long as he's getting sacks, I don't care what he's doing.
Yeah, sacks, music, everything vibing. So I'm one trip.
Hey, that's Falcons cornerback AJ Terrell, kind enough to join us here on the Morning Shift. Thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yes, that is AJ Terrell yesterday after training camp hanging out with us. We've got another guy co-signing that James Pierce Jr. is in control of the aux.
Dylan, I need you to weigh in on this. When he said, you know, everybody kind of expect him to listen to rah-rah music, I was like, I don't even know what that means. I'm so far unplugged on what that could possibly mean. I have no idea. I don't know what rah-rah is.
I can give you a little insight on
what he thought that James Pierce.
I can give a little insight on rah-rah. That's some Playboi Carti, probably some Travis Scott, things like that, just more kind of upbeat, kind of almost. There's this portion in rap that's kind of like a rage rap is what it's called. Like the people who rap on rage beats,
okay,
that are just like real rah-rah, kind of almost have a rock aspect to them. So I think that's probably what he meant, more than the, you know, the chill, like slower type of, you know, more R&B type of rap.
I did not think he was going to talk about rah-rah beats and rage in the same breath, but here we are. I mean, it's, yeah, I wasn't sure what he was talking about when he said that, but a lot of really cool insight. I know that all three of us really enjoyed that conversation, and Allie asking him about his brother, you could sense the emotion and the pride that he mm-hmm. talked with about him, and that was a really cool part of that interview.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, he took a step back, was like, hang on. Yep. I just got to say how proud I am of him. I mean, so I have four siblings. I can't imagine any of them following in my footsteps in anything, but it would be incredible to have a relationship like that and be able to guide someone through a difficult industry.
Yeah, it definitely would. And Bo can attest to this as well. I think this is the third year in a row we've done AJ, or at least the second. And he's made so many strides as far as his interviews and how talkative he is and how good he does and just opening up and having those conversations. I thought it was, he's made some massive strides.
Yeah. I've known AJ since he got here and, when he was drafted and, you know, he was quiet and kind of, laid back. I think confidence comes into it when you kind of get in the league and you play, cause we had some interviews with him. Arch did, early in his career and post game. I think it's just being comfortable and being seasoned, and you know, this is not new to him, and everybody's a little bit hesitant when they first get into something and you're trying, you know, your rookie year and then maybe even the second year. It's like Bajan talked about the other day, you're trying to fill things out, and then this is what his like seventh or eighth training camp now, or six, I think, and I think he was a 2020 draft.
Yeah.
And so you're just kind of rolling through it now, and he's confident. Look, he's one of the better players in the league. I mean, there's no reason why he shouldn't be, and you just get to see his personality. He's an amazing human being. He's a really good dude, does a lot of charitable stuff. He's a local kid, and it's really a cool story. And when you go back and look, of all those guys drafted that year, it's hard to argue he's not, if not, probably the best in that first round.
Yeah. And I don't think we're too far out of pocket telling the early part of that story, talking about him being a good dude. You know, we waited on him. He made sure to walk his wife and his baby over to make sure that they had transportation to the car and that they were really well taken care of. And he got a chance to spend time with them before actually getting a chance to do the interview. And he was kind of apologetic. He's like, yeah, sorry, y'all. I'm going to go, nah, man. Like, you do whatever you got to do. That's way, way more important than talking to us for 10 minutes. And I wanted to make sure that he knew that as well.
It was funny about it. Is he's like, hey, I got to do this first. You know, sorry about that. And we're like, no, it's cool. And his wife's like, no, you can do this. I was like, no.
Seriously.
Y'all do your thing. Like, it's not a big deal. We've waited. We can wait two more minutes. Like, you know, I'm at that point. I'm like, this is the driest I've been all day. Because it's not raining on us right now. Go ahead.
It was funny, and I thought you were going to jump in on it because I asked him if he's doing any traveling. He's like, yeah, we got, you know, a newborn, and we went to New York and L.A., and I'm like, what?
I almost,
like, dude, I had trouble. I have trouble driving 45 minutes when I had a newborn. What are you talking about?
I almost wanted to say, I went to Echo Park Speedway for the weekend.
Did not take the baby.
Yeah.
Well, no, man, it's cool.
I am so glad you brought up the fact that he did take care of his family. Because if you didn't, I was about to.
Yes.
Because that was a really cool moment to see him make sure that they were all set and taken care of.
And yeah. That's what's in one of the things that we get to see that I think a lot of people
right.
don't see.
Agreed.
Is like, and even if you come out here, you get to see them walk over and be with their family. But it's those interactions like that that we see and you get. You garner more respect for these guys, and you remember that they're more than a football player.
Yeah. Rain's coming down, guys. If you want to see it, you can check out my Instagram reel at MPJohnson79. I tagged you guys. You can repost it.
Oh, yeah, will do.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm not.
If you guys needed the clout.
Clout chasing.
If you needed the clout, you can repost if you want to. It is raining. It is.
Yes, raining nicely right now.
Yeah. I've already gotten responses like, y'all need a bigger tent.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we're going to go in the huddle, talk about Caleb McGarry's extension from yesterday. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.